Go Play a Video Game by Otto Euphoric. Read by Rhea314. Fandom Haikyuu. Pairing Kozume Kenma Kuro Tatsuro. Rating Mature, Archive Warning for Underage. The hazy day slumps towards afternoon, baking down to the motionless humidity that sits on the edge of a storm. Inside, the light creeps over the floor and onto the bed, pooling hot on the tumbled wash of blankets. Kenma is curled in the widest band of sunlight, knees drawn up to his chest, eyes fastened to his PSP. His hair is a feathery mess. Kuro knows from first-hand experience that it is as soft as it looks.
Dude, didn't you even hear me knocking?
The only part of Kenma that's moving are his thumbs, and then his mouth when he says,
I knew it wasn't unlocked.
He straightens his legs as Kuro flops down on the bed, and Kuro knows that's the most invitation he's going to get, that slight change in posture, opened instead of closed. He traces a finger across the sensitive arch of Kenma's foot.
One day you're going to get a creeper coming through that door.
There's been a creeper coming through it for years. Kuro leans down to kiss the soft pressure point beneath Kenma's ankle.
Wow, dude. You shouldn't talk about your mom like that.
He plants another kiss on the top of his foot. Eyebrows rise briefly up over the top of the PSP.
I didn't know you had a foot fetish. You do have pretty cute feet. If you start sucking on my toes, I'll kick you. Don't worry.
Though if Kuro was going to suck on anyone's toes, they would probably be Kenma's. And if he really wanted to do it, Kenma would let him. Rolling up the bottom of Kenma's pajama pants, Kuro kisses his leg, brushing his lips against the downy hairs, feeling the minute shift of tight calves. His skin is supple with heat. Kenma stays quiet, but the pattern of his breaths change, long and relaxed, becoming humid and clipped. Kuro rolls his pants up just under the knee and digs his thumb into the muscle of Kenma's thigh. Kenma hisses, and the clicking stops. Kuro thinks he's got him, but then the tinny battle music starts up again.
That good a game?
Kenma looks down at Kuro along the lazy line of his body, and Kuro can sense the smirk hovering just out of sight.
It's okay. So that's how it's gonna be.
Kuro wouldn't be captain if he wasn't up for a challenge.
Aren't you hot in these?
He asks, snapping the waistband of the pajama pants.
Not really.
Kenma slides a few inches further down the bed, PSP held above his head to keep it out of the widening band of sunlight.
You're gonna drop that on your face.
No, I'm not.
Setter reflexes?
Gamer reflexes.
Hmm.
Kuro plants sucking kisses on Kenma's stomach, wet tongue delineating a circle around his belly button, tasting salt. He's as fit as anyone else on the team, but his body shows muscle mostly in his back and shoulders, the kingdom of a setter. Kuro's fascination has never had much to do with Kenma's body so much as how he uses it. Motionless potential energy as he watches the ball come over the net, then slingshot movement sending the rest of the team spinning around him, the spoke in the wheel that is Nekoma. Kuro eases Kenma's pants down his hips, taking time with each new bit of skin revealed. The sharp lines of his hips, the bristly hairs that grow denser as he moves down. Kenma smells like sweat, but Kuro has never let that stop him before. He licks along his hip bones and sucks at the tender skin at the crease of his thigh. Kenma's cock is thickening, curved and dark. It's small, just like the rest of him, and Kuro had once gotten an elbow to the spleen for calling it cute.
No worries. My dick is big enough for both of us.
That elbow he'd gotten in the center of the chest.
I'll just be here, having sex with you. Feel free to join in whenever.
Kenma's grunt is non-committal, but Kuro has known Kenma for long enough he can recognize the flavor of his moods, when he wants to be left alone and when he wants to be pushed. He starts off with light, feathery touches of his lips, mouthing at the base of Kenma's conch, licking a slow line up to the head. Over the clicking of the PSP buttons, Kenma makes a badly stifled noise. Kuro's chest glows warm, like he's drunk down the light of the sunset. He doesn't have a ton of blowjob experience outside what he's gotten with Kenma over the past few months, but he's had a lifetime of getting to know his own dick. Learning his way around Kenma's has been like learning a new dialect, as opposed to the foreign language of girls' bodies. Kenma's hips buck. He's still playing his fucking game, but he's drawn his arms in closer, like he doesn't trust himself to hold it up in the air anymore. Kuro grins against the soft skin of his thigh and goes back to work with teasing licks, soft and lingering. The curtains above the bed burst inward in a sudden dance as the wind rises, clouds momentarily obliterating the bars of sunlight on the bed. Kuro thinks he can smell rain. It'll be dark soon, and Kenma's mother will be home. They'll have to go back to just being best friends, hanging out and doing best friend things. But for now, Kenma's legs have begun to move restlessly, bending and unbending at the knee, ankles rolling, heels scudding across the mattress. A sharp whine builds up in his throat. Kuro's lips are sticky.
You say something?
Kenma grunts.
No.
Broad licks, tiny flicks of his tongue against the sensitive spot on the head of his conch. Kenma's chest trembles, and Kuro yanks his pants off the rest of the way, spreading his legs wider, running his fingers across a warm stomach and thighs, just to feel the texture of his skin. He presses two knuckles below Kenma's balls, and then a little further back. Just pressure, the smallest threat of penetration, and that's it. Kenma keens and tosses his head, tangled ends of his hair sticking to the underside of his chin as the PSP slides onto his chest. His fingers anchor in Kuro's hair and hold him still. With Kenma, it's always nothing, 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 and then everything all at once. All his focus dedicated to writhing against the bed, yanking at Kuro's hair, harsh breaths building into a shuddering crescendo that shakes his whole body. Kuro swallows, because there's nowhere in here to spit that isn't directly onto the futon or the floor. Kenma watches him with lazy, slitted eyes as he comes down, cheeks a scribbled pink. His teeth sink into his bottom lip when Kuro gives his cock a few more lazy licks, his hips twisting. He makes a broken animal noise that sounds like pain, but he doesn't tell Kuro to stop, just gasps and jerks, the muscles jumping in his thighs. Kenma likes it when it's a little too much, but Kuro stops after a couple of seconds because he likes his hair where it is, i.e. on his head and not yanked out by thirsty setters.
Got a little bit more interesting at the end, huh?
Kuro pants, sitting back on his knees and wiping his mouth.
Kuro 1, electronic devices 0.
Kenma releases a shuddering breath and pokes the PSP across the sheet. The screen is dark and lines of white text are scrolling up. The credits are rolling. Kuro lets his arms go limp and collapses down onto his back.
Did you seriously just beat a video game while I was sucking you off?
Kenma pushes a sweaty clump of hair out of his eyes.
Yeah.
He is finally spurred into lazy motion, crawling down the bed to flop against Kuro's side. Kuro nuzzles his chin against the top of his head.
Nerd.
Kenma laughs, but he doesn't argue. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.